Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series.
Good morning again. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. Welcome to another episode of Talk Straight. At a time in American history when too many young males are aimlessly hanging out in the streets, they represent a significant portion of the prison population and often consider a life of criminality before educating themselves to become constructive, productive citizens of society. Certainly, there is a tremendous need for focused fatherly. Today, we're going to talk from the topic, a framework for fatherly instructions. A framework for fatherly instructions. And today, we're going to speak from a written text, a workbook, authored by yours truly through Building Families and Communities, Missions Incorporated. We've talked at length about many of the aims of our traveling lecture series, and we're going to speak from one of the tools. We talked about Pastor Ricky Waller, who is a panelist on the show and who's the author, Still High, a supplement to our instructional tools. But again, today we're going to focus our attention on this. There are a couple of things that I want to address this morning as well in terms of current events that are very much related to our discussion. So let me go, but before I do so, go to my monologue. Let me encourage you to give us a call here and do so early. We have 30 minutes today, 657-383-0944. And if you are connecting with us from Facebook or via Twitter, certainly you can click on the link there. And the number to call in directly this morning is 657-383-0944. Be happy to entertain any substantive conversation, questions you might have, or input that you may offer that is relevant to our discussion and that is meaningful to our growth and development in this 30-minute section. All right. Let me get to my monologue here. A framework for fatherly instructions. Psalms 127, verse 3 says, "Lo, children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward." Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6 reads, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I smite the earth with a curse. Now, I want to talk about this framework that we have for fatherly instructions. If you're looking at our Facebook post, you know that you see a book there, the cover of a book. It's entitled A Framework for Fatherly Instructions, Understanding the Male Growth Process. And you might also notice that it is published by Building Families and Communities Mission. It's part of our Fatherhood Development Workbook in our series. Yours truly, Reverend Dockery, is the author and editor. It is important for us to bring about positive social change where we live today. Current research on fatherhood involvement suggests that the role of a father is very important in the rearing of children, specifically the preparing of boys to become responsible men. Much debate continues on the issue of the untrustworthiness of males. Relationships of all kinds are threatened by conflicts between people assuming that because of a chronological growth in a male and typical masculine traits, interacting with a man who is well adjusted in his social preparation. Sadly, males lose out on career opportunities, quality time with their children in the context of family, and the fulfillment of marriage as a result of poor fatherly instructions during their early social development. A common adage we hear among many of our sisters who are single, raising children, and even divorced, is that all men are dogs. Perhaps the most misunderstood process in our society today is the measurable male growth process. Well, in this workbook, we look at how we prepare young men. And the intent is to offer instructions in male development from birth to responsible manhood. This will help women in finding better qualities and traits, if in no one else, their sons. Fathers in turning their hearts to their children, and society in trusting that it is possible, even if you grew up in the ghetto of America, for a young brother to grow up to be responsible, loving, caring father, husband, and citizen of the world. When you look at the workbook here, and by the way, you can go to our website at www.bfcinstitute.com, and you can look at how you can access this workbook online on our webpage. Go to the contact page and then look under the back store where you have these items there. But when you get the book, what you'll find is that we look at explanations. And the focus there is on defining certain measurable characteristics of every male from birth all the way to responsible manhood, to becoming a husband and a father. And we use case studies, real life incidents that have happened, to help us understand what affects these males or men and how they can deal with those circumstances. I want to share with you a little bit about, and if you're looking at it on page 11, you'll find that we're looking at how we identify at least five areas of consideration when you're talking about giving care to a male. Now, again, I want to emphasize the fact that I hear people say all the time, you know, it's no special way and there's no silver bullet and there's no way you can, everybody going to grow up differently. Well, I take issue with that. Thanks be to God, his word has given us a blueprint and instructions for some things. We read one of them in Proverbs as well as in Malachi. And it admonishes us to make sure that children and children have a father to be focused on them. Okay? What that tells me is there's a command there. All right? So we better figure it out. If we don't know, we better figure it out. Because I am a man of God, empowered by him to teach and to proclaim the gospel truth, the good news that will set anybody free, it is my duty to share with you now, and which is what motivated us to prepare even this workbook. Okay? Having said all that, let me talk about these five different areas that I believe are important for us to look at. Now, not to suggest that this is a have all the answers, it's comprehensive, but certainly it's a framework for following instructions and understanding the male growth process. When we look at the chronological age for a male, you're going to be born a male at birth, either male or female, unless there's an abnormality. Okay? And as a male, there are certain things that are present. Between birth and 5 years old, we identify this as the physical and emotional dependency phase, where you need somebody to feed you, change your diaper, to carry you, to pick you up, carry you wherever you got to go, hug you, love you, right? In the absence of those things, you have a child that cries, that is miserable. But along with that is the physical characteristics. And these follow us throughout life, right? For that young male, that baby boy, you see reproductive organs, no pubic hairs typically, immature sex cells, right? And they are body parts that are small that ultimately grows. They experience physical frailty. Compare this in the end to an older male, and it's a little different. All right? Emotional characteristics, basically, where even from birth and into manhood, there are certain emotional needs that we have, and there's a need to focus on even developing those from birth. In infancy, we need to make sure that children know that they're loved and that they have someone that they can trust. Then those social needs, preparing them for interaction beyond their immediate environment. How are they prepared to equip with what society and the world will bring to them? Sometimes it'll hit them like a ton of bricks. If they're not ready, they get lost. They get caught up in a whirlwind. And we see this quite often. And that kind of leads me into my discussion today about two current events. Yesterday it was reported that a group of males got on a city train in Oakland, California, and they got on the train with the expressed intent to beat up and rob passengers on the train, and did so. They all ran, and the police are looking for them. Then one of our members on our Facebook group shared with me a link today about an incident in Chicago where a father and a mother reported a baby girl to be missing. Everybody looking for the child. Come to find out, the child is dead in their home. Now, what this tells me, brothers and sisters, is that we got a serious problem. Pastor, help me out.
That's amazing.
Help me out today. Mm. Do we not need a framework for fatherly instructions today?
Yeah, it's real. It's real simple, and you explained it very well. Pastor Dockery, I thank God for dialogue, because what happens is when you discover when a baby is born, there's a need.
Mm-mm.
And that baby has a need, and someone has to meet it. And whom
right.
better meet that need than the parent, you know, whether they're just one parent or two in the household, that need should be met. And when I think about, you know, the power of that need being fulfilled, that should be energy to anyone ears who hear that, who may not understand that, you know, because the word does say wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, but in all you're getting, get understanding. And the way you laid it down, if we get understanding of that, there'd be a lot of lives saved. Or you would say, after you grow up from that stage of living, and then the world has so much to offer, as you said, a lot of people go out into the world and get captured. That
yes,
does happen.
In the trap.
Yeah, in that powerful trap. And you know why I talk about that a lot, you know. And that there happens to be instruction when one gets caught up in that they would. So I would say, you know, like Paul said himself, according to Galatians chapter 5, verse 25, he stated it very clear. He said, if we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit. In other words, let us be guided. That's what you're talking about, being guided. There's nothing like guidance. And when a parent is guiding the babies, man, into a lifestyle of care, up under their care and concern, they have a righteous way of guiding them. And then, as I said, when they get out into the world, there's still guidance going, but there's an unrighteous form of guidance. We have to be mindful of that, man. So God is interested in every part of our lives. I understand that, not just the spiritual part, you know, as we live by the Holy Spirit power. You know, we need to submit every aspect of our lives to God. And I understand that that's probably a tough thing when the world has so much going on, man. And I tell you, brother, it's amazing.
Yeah.
You don't just want our emotional, physical, intellectual, or vocational. Paul says, you are saved, so live like you are. act like it. So that means that, man, I have to check myself constantly because the world is so attractive, man. You know, every day, it's an everyday fight. That's why we say we fight the good side of faith. But what about, as I always say, when you don't know that, what Paul says? What about you have no understanding of what Paul said? So that's tough, man.
I'm glad you bring that up, Pastor, because there are some myths out there. And one of the myths is that as a man, you can't be trusted. Well, I submit to you that the divine order of manhood, established by Elohim on high at the beginning of creation, had it that man was made in the likeness and the image. Now, we fail. Don't get me wrong. That's what the text says. However, as we strive to learn to do better, that original state, what we know is that man could be just in the likeness and the image of God again, if we get back there. You follow what I'm saying? Hence the instruction.
Yes,
hence the instruction. A boy
or
just a male maybe can't be trusted. But I want you to consider in your hearing this morning that a man who exists as Elohim God and have the word of Elohim God guiding his day-to-day practice in his life can be trusted.
Right.
Maybe you can't trust a boy, but you can trust a man. And I submit to you that the problem is we're looking for manhood in all the wrong places. And we're looking to the wrong examples of manhood.
Yeah, it's easy to get captured now. Yes, it is.
Yes, sir. And young boys, too. A lot of these young guys are out. I was telling my wife when I was looking at the news story in Oakland, California. No doubt those little fellas were being initiated into a game. And they were told that you have to go out and do something most egregious to prove to us that you're worthy of our trust. Now, watch this. What a child looks for at a very early age, before they're even conscious of who they are, is who they can learn to trust. And that depends on who gives them, demonstrate the first love to them.
That's it.
If you got a baby that grows up in life, man, chronologically, and they're looking for trust and they catch up with the wrong people that promise them something they can't deliver, they find themselves in a trap.
Hey, Pastor, and it's easy to get caught up in it because it sounds good to the ear. You know, you've been initiated into the game, okay? So, number one, they're going to talk. They're going to say things, and you're going to hear it.
Right.
You're going to embrace it, and then you're going to carry it out. And that means that now you are officially in the game. See how easy that was?
Right. You want
in order. See, now you count. Now you're somebody.
You're somebody.
Yeah. Now the enemy got locked down at this point. Because they no longer listen to what their parents say, because what their parents say is no longer valuable anymore as it was. You know, and notice something, you know, and I like when Paul said, when you're saved, you know, he said, so live like it. Remember that part. And then the Holy Spirit is the source of your new life. So walk with him. Don't let anything or anyone else determine your value and standards in any area of your life. Could you imagine kids being brought up with the admonition of the Lord and all of a sudden somebody calls them to not no longer live that way and change their values and things like that? See, when you got the Holy Spirit in you as your guide, you would act with God's values and standards. But when you got the enemy utilizing his power, which is in the trap, you'll start to exercise his values. You see what I'm saying? His standard. Mom and dad mean nothing anymore.
Let me add this to what you're saying. Let me add this to what you're saying. This is why the text becomes important in Malachi, the fourth chapter. Because what it is saying, Pastor, is that it is a father's duty to ensure, come on somebody.
That's it.
That as it relates to a young man or a female's identity of who they are, their level of importance, and even their prospects. It's important for a father to have that connection to, along with the mother, of course, in the context of marriage, help establish that identity within that child. We talked about it the other day. How do you teach a young male that's in trouble, right? Well, the reality is it's important that there be focused instruction. Hence what we're talking about in terms of this framework. Now, we can look for this in the public schools. You're not going to get it.
No way.
Okay?
No way.
Many people look for it from the church institution. Unfortunately, they come out disappointed. Are you walking with me?
The
question is, a mother who's afraid that a child may die in the street before they reach 21, a grandmama who's trying to raise a child again, who's concerned about their safety and security and where they're going. Where can they go, sir? And they could be church folk, but where can they go to get this instruction? I'll tell you Building Families and Communities Institute. Come on. Come ye, come ye, come ye, and learn. They can come to Building Families and Communities Institute. And you can go to our webpage and learn a good deal about how we address that.
Exactly. That's information.
Yeah, do you have to be Baptist?
No.
Maybe Methodist?
No.
Episcopalian?
No, neither.
Pentecostal?
No.
It don't matter what your denomination or religion is.
Yeah, just seek information, man. That's what they need, and I think it's available, and I think it'd be a real good thing to grab a hold to that information, because at some point the kids are going to be guided if the foundation is not strong. I'm a witness of that now. And you know, being able to bring them up as they was bringing them up, and all of a sudden, you know, the street life, you know, became interesting, and suddenly I myself became a part of it, so I understand that it's not very hard to get caught in the trap. But when you have your foundation, and Pastor Doctor, I commend you about how you have carried that out very well, a great example, so you can talk about that, and it's meaningful, you know. It's good to hear. It's good to know that you have someone that have stood, you know, you and your wife have stood your ground, man, and I think you've done a great job. Anybody who needs type of information, and I say it again, who need it, glory to God, because that's what the Word of God says, that God will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. So if you happen to need great information, what Pastor Doctrine is talking about right now, I think would be beneficial. So I just want to encourage those to tune in. You know, if you got kids, grandkids, or just, you know, you might need information for yourself.
A neighbor.
Tap right on in.
A neighbor.
Yeah. Yes, sir, man. I mean, I just, because you're going to be guided in some form, you know, whether it be spiritually by the almighty and all-wise God, or be by the enemy who has a trap to get you captured and have your mind focused. And you see how you talked about the gang that was changed, the guy wanted to be initiated into a gang, and all of a sudden you have to do this and that. But it all came from what they were hearing. You know, the word of God said faith comes from hearing. And hearing by the word of God, but they wasn't hearing the word of God. They was hearing the words of a gang that would initiate you into a gang and welcome you into the family, and you have to carry things out as they presented to you. It's amazing, man. But that's what's
you know.
So
we're getting down. We're coming down to our last few minutes here, but I want to introduce this thought. I've heard a lot of people say, Pastor Waller, you know, you're not going to be with your children 24 hours a day. You ain't going to always be able to be with them. There's truth to that. That's the head of the corn. But here's the tail. The tail is that when you speak truth and life into them, that will go with them even once you're rotting in the grave.
Yes, sir. Everywhere they go, man. That's it.
Huh?
You said it.
That's
you
what we're tasked to do as parents, is to teach them what thus said the word of truth. And that will stay with them for the rest of their lives. And hopefully, and the expectation is they'll pass it on to their children. Hence the text, train
that's
up a child in the way they should go.
Uh-huh.
And when they're old, it won't depart.
You'll stay with them. Yeah, that's the news there. That is
that's
it.
Good news right there. That's good news.
Yeah, you see, and that is the truth, man.
We're about down to our 2 minute mark. I want to encourage you again. Go to our website, www.bfcinstitute.com. Look on the contact us, and when you hover over, you'll see a page that says Backstore. Look for this book. A framework for fatherly instructions. Understand the male growth process. There's instruction there as to how to obtain it. But we hope you register for one of our seminars so we can actually come to you and walk through this process with you. We want you to know that as we continue to reach out, that we pray that God will bless all of us in all of our target cities. Now we're up to 12. That we will be able to make a difference for people, because there are some good people who are looking for answers. Unfortunately, they hadn't received them. But there is an opportunity here. Pastor Wall, I want to thank you, man, for your continued support and working with us. You can also find his book on that webpage, Steel High, and that's a supplementary text to our seminar and lecture series. Prayerfully, we'll be able to travel together sometime in the future there, in the near future. And I want to make a final announcement. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I want to make an announcement that we will be working to get our hour and a half segments in the evening. Again, we're down to 60 seconds here, but we're going to leave on this note. Marvin Gaye talked about a troubled man, but there's hope for a troubled man.
Sir. Just number one thing. Thank you.